Mildly interesting facts of the weekend.
This week was the 32nd anniversary of Live Aid, Bob Geldof's star-studded global jukebox concerts in aid of famine relief in Ethiopia. That day, U2 became household names, but Queen stole the show in front of an estimated global audience of 1.9 billion across 150 nations, including those behind the Iron Curtain. But one musician was missing that day, the biggest pop star of the 80s, Michael Jackson. Over the decades, there have been various theories as to why he didn't perform at Live Aid, but I wonder, was this the real reason?
Hi, Freddie. Yeah, it's Bob. Come here, I know you're probably busy working on some new music, but listen, Michael Jackson's stuck for somewhere to stay when he flies in for the concert. Thing is, though, he brought bubbles with him. Do you think he'd be able to put them up? Anyway.
This week, we also passed another famous date in the calendar. July the 14th was Bastille Day. Celebrated every year across France, July the 14th, 1789, was the day Parisian rebels stormed the Bastille prison, which in turn started the French Revolution. She may have come a cropper to a guillotine 4 years later, but did you know that iconic Queen Marie Antoinette was an Austrian-born princess, and that when she first arrived in Paris, she was treated like a pop star? During her initial appearance in the French capital, a crowd of 50,000 Parisians grew so uncontrollable that at least 30 people were trampled to death in the crush. What was the big deal? I mean, she's just a person like anyone else. Nothing to lose your head about. And finally, for now, what a day for an ice cream. But while you enjoy your delicious sunny day treat, did you know that Marco Polo first brought ice cream to Europe in the 1300s? And that, per capita, the largest consumer of ice cream in the world is New Zealand? I know, which means their favourite ice cream flavour is probably kiwi. No, it's probably just vanilla. I just didn't do much research on this one, I'm afraid.
Mildly interesting facts of the weekend.